realms of Senith.
Yeah, all the ironworks were coming to destroy the city, well, slash take out the whatever was attacking the city, right? And so Morad said we had to go get the things that would control them from his office. And so we took the back way, get to his office, meet his butler, Alfred. So we haven't found the things, but we did find a hidden room with four statues of Morad. And we sort of activated a trap. So we're all damaged, and they're now coming towards us.
Diamond and Maeve, you actually stayed back to help fight the construct horde that came up from the second floor. Diamond, you were on your dragon, I would imagine. Maeve, you would not have been too far away, I would say. However, at some point, for the sake of joining the party back together instead of having you on separate sides of the town, can you guys think of something that would motivate you to go follow Morad on his quest to go find the control rods?
Maybe they noticed the shockwave and came to check on us.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, on his second story office. I remember that.
We heard a big crash from a second story office. So we need to go check it out. At least I did.
You have any thoughts on that, Maeve, or are you good with that? You went to go see what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Either that or we've left them alone with the troublesome little wizard dude long enough. So he's always getting into mischief, isn't he? So, yeah, that's good with me.
And Faleer, the name of the assassin that Morad hired and then contracted to me, is working with us now. So he's there.
Yes. I actually forgot that you... made him join the party. Sorry. I'm trying to get this prepped because you guys are in combat now. I can't find my initiative order.
We might not have gotten that far.
I don't remember rolling initiative, so I don't think we did.
Okay. I think you're right, actually, as I'm looking.
Yeah, but I'm deaf, so.
I think that was just for one round.
Is that round over then?
No, it'll be just this first round. All right, yeah. So go ahead and roll initiatives. Let's get that sorted out.
13.
Oh.
Diamond, 16. You said 12?
Yeah.
15 on Alita?
16.
11 for me. Is there a map or anything we're supposed to be looking at, or no?
No, I didn't actually get around to making the map for this one. Okay, Alita, you're actually going to be up first. So if I recall, like you said, you found a secret room where Morad had four different statues made of himself. I can't remember if I said they were in different poses or not, but they're all animated now, so that doesn't matter too much. If I remember correct as well, you set off a trap that was, what instigated this was a dart you threw in one of their faces. So one of them's actually a bit damaged looking, one of these wooden statues.
It took that personally.
Okay.
You can tell that they're all come alive. They're all going to start moving. In fact, you see them start moving towards the door. They all have like the same, let's see, how to say, like, you would say like adornments and effects on them. They all have like a wand. You see like there's a something on their shoulder, and it's that cannon that he always has that usually rolls around and stuff. So, but this looks like it's fixed to them, and it doesn't look like it's going to come off and roll around, if that makes any sense.
So do we have to destroy the cannons?
I don't think anybody's quite certain on that yet.
The one that I hit in the eye, the only one that took damage?
Yeah, it looked like a directional blast. So it like came out of its face towards the opening of the doorway, that shockwave that came out. I think it blasted you back and you actually are prone. Okay. Not that matters. Your movement's incredibly high.
But maybe I don't want to aim for the eye again. It's like cause another gigantic blast. Like, how do we fight these things? Like somebody have fire, set these wooden things on fire.
If Morad was here, he would remind you that he's a termite and he's quite familiar with wood and fire. So he treated his statues.
Oh, okay. That's unfortunate. Okay. Did the others come yet? Like, did they maybe like fly to the window with their dragon?
As you're getting up, sorry, go ahead, Diamond.
That's a good idea. I want to do that.
So there's a lot of those large stone golems. Taking your dragon out of that fight would probably not be so good for all the guardsmen, but okay. It is your call.
Wait, what? I'm sorry. That didn't make sense in my head.
Okay, so there's a bunch of little construct monsters and some of those very large, like giant stone golems that are probably about 12 to 14 feet tall that came up from the second floor. And those are quite powerful creatures. And the only thing that the guardsmen have to really defend themselves against it is that dragon.
Oh, so if I bring the dragon, they all gonna die.
Yeah, but it is your choice. If you want to go help your friends or with the dragon, or if you want to like let Amir take over while you go see what that blast was.
Oh no, man. If I take the dragon, Amir will still be with me, right?
Yep.
It's just rando NPCs, so I don't care. I'm taking the dragon.
Okay. That's dark.
I'm sorry.
You could think of it as the sooner we find the things to control those golems, you know, the more chance those guys have, right?
Yeah. So if I bring the dragon, I'm helping still.
So Diamond, with immense concern for her friends and the tactical advantage of getting those control rods and not at all not giving any shits about it, all the rando NPCs comes flying in. Alita, as you're standing up and considering how to fight these things, you kind of see out this window, these windows, because like Diamond, the whole wall in Mord's office are windows, so he can like look upon his city, right? You see Alita, her dragon, her and Maeve on a rope, probably flying over a bunch of the buildings, coming right towards the window.
Still a window after that shockwave.
Oh, yeah, there's, well, I mean, yeah, let's say that there is. They're really sturdy windows.
Or sturdy, sure.
Reinforced glass, only the best glass Morrow would have for his office.
Just
fly in there from the window.
So that answers your question. A quick glance up by Alita, you see Diamond and Amir and Maeve incoming.
Hey, so maybe I just want to get out of the way because I think that that dragon should try and burn these wooden statues.
All right, so where are you gonna go?
I think I was pretty close to the opening and they are coming right at me, so it seems like maybe move away from the glass as well and more towards maybe the door of the room, kind of angle myself. Does that make sense?
All right, so you're gonna leave the room, the office room.
I wasn't going to leave it entirely. Just get to where I'm farthest away from everything and I can still see what's going to happen.
Right. You don't want to miss this.
Stand in the doorway.
She's just going to peek. All right. So she doesn't mind a bit of singed hair. So yeah, you get up and you book it to the door. You barely are able to make it out before Diamond would arrive. Erevan, what do? You see Alita bounce up on her feet and dart to the hallway.
So I think I'm already probably a safe distance away from where the dragon will hit them because I'm already like in the doorway. How many of them can I hit with a shatter? It's a 10-foot radius sphere.
All of them.
Okay, I'm going to cast shatter. I assume they're made of inorganic material, correct?
Yep.
So they need to make constitution saving throws at disadvantage.
All right, we got 11, 11, which are both fails, 18, 19, and looks like three fails.
Yep, the DC is 15.
Yeah, three fails then.
Okay, all right. That is 23 damage or half as much on a successful save.
All right, so 323 is 111. Is that your turn or are you going to stay in the major room?
I'm probably just going to retreat back a little bit.
All right. So, Alita, I would imagine is out of the office area looking in from the doorway.
Yeah.
The entrance doorway.
I would go over by Alita.
Maybe okay, I pulled Faleer with me or something.
All right. Yeah, he would follow you. Was there anything else you wanted to do on your turn, Alita? I assumed you just wanted the movement to move away and not do anything with your action.
Turned. That if I like threw some more darts, we'd get another giant shockwave. So I don't know. What do you guys think? Or I guess I can't hear your input. I don't know.
You'd be able to hear my input. I'm on the other side of some glass. And I'm on a mech. I'm sure that thing's loud.
Okay. Because, I mean, what I was asking was, like, what the first one I think I hit in the chest and the second one I hit in the head. And it was the third one that I hit in the eye. So, like, did my first darts do any damage to those other ones?
Yeah.
Okay. So that I guess I could just, like, aim for not the eyes and hope that we don't get blown up again. Like, maybe I'll go for the one that I already hit and just, like, aim for the chest or something.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your attack roll.
Okay. What dice am I rolling for the hit?
The big one, the D20. Yeah.
Okay, that's 25.
Oh, that's definitely a hit. Is that a natural 20 or no, it wouldn't be.
No, it was the 18 plus the 7.
Gotcha.
Okay, and then the damage is the 4. Okay, there's 3 dice. Okay, so 7 damage.
Okay. All right, so that's your turn. Erevan, you are done with your turn?
Yep.
Okay, Diamond, this is actually your turn. You see through the glass another explosion that's happened, and this one cracks the glass, and you see Alita running out. I don't know what everyone else has done yet. But yeah, you can't actually see those statues yet, but you see that they're fighting something inside of a small door. Like, it's a bookcase that's opened up, and they're throwing stuff in there. They're running from it, and there seems to be, like, explosions coming out of it.
The glass is already cracked. Can I just make the dragon fly through it?
Yeah, you can.
Is there a better way to get in?
No, I don't think you want to take the dragon up the stairs.
Maybe tail swipe the glass.
To move, though. Like an action, wouldn't it?
Yeah. If you want to, well, we can say that the dragon just does like an aerial maneuver and does a spin and take a swipe at the glass and then kind of roll on in. That's a piloting skill, though.
Do I have to do like a deck save or something to come in on the rope and not just like...
If you're not on the rope, you can be on the actual dragon. I just was joking. I don't know how you want to come in.
What's the guy's name that's on the dragon too? We could just say that he does that move.
Amir? No, Amir. I'm pretty sure Diamond wants to be the pilot here. Okay. Yeah, like how would Maeve be? Like, would she be on the dragon or just grab on or what?
I don't know. Honestly, like, it kind of sounded like a situation where she probably would, like, just toss a grappling hook at it and, like, catch a ride. Because it sounded like she was booking it out of there. So, I don't think I would have had time to get on the back other than maybe on the ride over.
You would be close. If you're going to grapple up there, you would have only had, like, one round to get some movement, and climb speed is 1/4, I think. So, yeah, Diamond, it's up to you how you want to make your entrance. If you want a tail swipe or not, I will allow it.
All right. We're breaking the glass first, then, I guess. And then we'll fly. Okay.
Sounds like animal handling.
Animal handling? Oh, that's... I got that in spades. 8 plus 6.
Okay. Yeah. You make an awesome entrance, then. Yeah, you spin around. That's a 14, I think, so the DC was going to be like a 12. You spin around, you break the glass. This is not a huge room compared to the size of your dragon, so you fill up most of his office. You see a look of, as you're spinning, because the dragon lands reversed and is still spinning from that tailspin and slides to a stop, and you catch a glimpse of Morad's horrified face as you, like, completely take out his desk, which was like mahogany, and it was expensive. Just, it goes flying across the room. All of his trinkets and everything he had sitting around, every little pedestal, his map table, it's all just gone. Just in one quick move.
Well, there goes the plan to not destroy more stuff.
You might be able to see. You might be able to kind of hear him say, really? All of it, though. The whole thing. The dragon. All right. Maeve, well, go ahead and make it.
Did those control rods come flying out of any of that wreckage?
Not that Maeve can see. You need to make a... Let's have you do that dex save. It's also just going to be like a 12.
Well, I got a 17 on the die, plus a bunch, okay. Probably.
All right. As you realize what Diamond's doing, you start swinging on the rope. And you manage to come in with the dragon sliding under it. And you come to a stop near Morad. actually. But Diamond, you still have an action to do with your dragon. You still can't see those things inside that secret room.
It's secret?
Not so secret now.
I kind of want to find these things, though. And if this is Mord's office where they're supposed to be, can I investigate real quick?
From you're almost ducking onto your dragon. Like, he's filling up this this room pretty good. If you're going to try to investigate from the back of the dragon, it's going to be at a disadvantage.
I stay on the dragon, though, for the fight. Fine, we'll do it at disadvantage. Seven.
That's your total is seven?
Yeah. I didn't find nothing. I don't think.
Yeah. You can barely see the walls and some of the table. You don't see anything that fell out of the table that looks like a control rod. But you actually can't see under the dragon very well.
Do I have any movement? Can I move the dragon at all?
Well, there's not too far to go. You can move it probably. Let's see, how big was the dragon again? It was huge. You can move it towards the entranceway about two steps, and then you're at the wall that goes into the hallway. You'd basically be standing right in front of Alita. However, you would be right next to the secret door and could look in there.
Okay, I want to get like as close to the secret door as possible so that I could like see in there.
All right, so she marches this mechanical dragon forward towards the hallway. I don't know how everybody feels about that, but Mord kind of runs to the hallway too, screaming. It's like, mind the flooring, mind the flooring. As you're stomping on it. All right, so the dragon's big head comes in front of the doorway, and let's see. How would you look into there?
Things as binoculars. Would we have binoculars? Telescope.
Yeah, spyglasses. Yeah.
Yeah, spyglass.
Maybe has a spyglass.
Can I borrow your spyglass?
I'll toss it up to her. But be careful with it. It's expensive.
Catch it as best I can. Don't drop it. Don't drop it.
Right. Yeah, you catch it. You have a spyglass. You roll down a bit from your saddle to kind of look in there. You know, like a truck driver that's, you know, hops out real quick to look around, see how they're... Yeah, so you kind of do that real quick, but you just slide down your... the harness on your dragon a bit, and yeah, you see these four statues in there. One of them has a broken face.
Are you ready to take out these mechanical things in this room with this dragon? It's gonna be fun.
He says, "Yes, ma'am. The oil's ready."
All right. So maybe like I think these like things are wood and stuff. So I'm just gonna like fire blast them, I guess, with the dragon.
All right, that's saves I have to do. All right, so you get to roll 10d6.
1, 1, 5, 2. One fell on the floor and I can't find it. So 1, 3, 4, 1.
Is this 17?
That's 8 so far. So 2 more. 4 and 1.
And so that's 22 unless I missed one of the dice.
Sounds about right.
Maeve, it's your turn. The dragon's standing over you and you've tossed your spyglass.
First, I'm going to look around and see what I can see without my spyglass. Because I honestly have no idea what's going on. It's just chaos. And the dragon was leaving and I came with it.
Yeah, you see Alita is peeking out through the doorway with Erevan. Hold on 1 second. I got a message. All right, yeah, he's not going to be able to make it to tonight. Mord, I mean.
It's probably better that he not witness this.
He's so say. Mad at me.
Tell him that Diamond's dragon is trashing his office.
Tell him I'm sorry. I had to.
I'll pump out 10 podcasts just so he can hear what happened here.
Yes, do that.
I just told him he doesn't want to witness this. Okay, so that was the dragon's air. Maybe you're asking to look around real quick and kind of assess what's going on.
Yeah, to assess what's going on and see what it is that we just scattered all over. Because I think I have a vague idea that we're looking for control rods, or they were looking for control rods.
Yeah, they kind of departed from the main company to go to Mord's office. You know that much. And you all, you, Diamond, Amir, and all the guards were creating like a distraction in the city to keep the attention of the constructs to kind of allow this party to go rather unmolested to the office and look about. Mord kind of gave them a tour and everything. You weren't there for that, but...
They're seeming a bit molested at the moment.
Yeah. Looking around the room. Sorry.
Do I need to roll and investigate?
No, I'm just going to have a quick look around, unless you want to actually like peruse all the stuff and to search yourself.
Probably quick, considering there's chaos going on.
Yeah. Well, you definitely see the four constructs that just took a blast from the dragon, whose head kind of like maneuvers around in this small space and peeks into the doorway to that secret room and just unloads on them. As that's going on, you're looking around. You don't see, again, anything that looks like a control rod. The desk has been smashed open. You're not, unless it's hidden under like the table or something. So yeah, you don't see anything that's catching your eye particularly. I mean, beyond the why does he have this and what is that?
Yeah. I don't really know what I should do, because if I try to go in there, I'm probably going to get fire breath blasted. So yeah, hold on. That's the only threats that I see or would notice are those things in the other room.
That's the only thing moving it. Well, you see a zombie that's on the floor dead, but I mean, other than that.
That would not be considered a threat then.
No.
So how far away is the nearest statue thing from where I would be landed by Morid?
About 35 feet from you.
Yikes.
I'm sorry. It would be 25 feet.
Would I be able to get into the room, take a swipe at one, and then like back out of the way of the dragon?
Depending on your movement, yes.
My movement is 30.
Okay. Yeah, you'd be able to squeeze by the dragon and get in there and take a swipe. So are you going to just swipe at a random one? There's one whose face is destroyed, so that's an option too.
Just whichever one is closest, because I'd be trying to get in there and get out without getting in the way.
All right, so you're not targeting specifically, just, okay. Go ahead and roll an attack roll then. Strictly speaking, you would be flanking with a dragon.
I'm down with that. So 24.
Nice. That's a hit.
So with flanking, that means sneak attack, I'm assuming, is why you see.
I think so. Is that's how sneak attack still works, right?
Well, not flanking, just threatening an allied creature, threatening.
Yeah, well, they're threatened by a huge dragon's face. So
that'd be 17 damage with a rapier. I don't know if it matters, but it is a magical one. Oh, but I forgot also that I have the extra 15 that can go to as a cunning action too. So it's not as tight as I thought.
Okay, so you're able to move away. And where are you going? Are you going back into the office proper, or are you heading towards like the hallway with everybody else?
I don't know. Out of the fire range.
Yeah, it's up to you which way you go, like towards your party or away from your party and behind the dragon.
As long as I'm still with the dragon, I would probably go dash back into the office where I came from.
Okay. We're going to go to Alita next.
Okay. So if I like threw my spear, do you think the dragon could do me an assist and like grab it back for me? Or am I really going to have to run in there?
I would try.
The dragon would try.
Would try to make the dragon do it, yes.
All right. You get the thumbs up from Diamond on her saddle on the dragon.
Okay, so I just rolled a 20.
Oh, okay. Was there a specific one you're aiming for, or just any of them as well?
I don't know. Whoever I can get without hitting the dragon, right?
Yeah, so like the dragon is hovering, not hovering, but standing kind of near the opening to that secret door. This is kind of difficult terrain because you're moving through another creature's space, but you should be able to throw it at whoever you want. You can see pretty clearly into that room, but if you just want to do it at random, that's fine.
I mean, I guess it could be random.
Okay. All right. I've just been rolling a d4 to determine at random, and number 4 is getting hit again, so.
I have the right dice for this.
Poor number 4.
Okay, let's see. Ooh, okay, 13 damage.
That's with your critical hit considered in?
No, what does that do? That's like a second roll?
You get to roll your damage dice twice.
And what do I do with that? Add it?
Yep, just add it in.
Okay, what did I say it was? Okay, 16.
All right, you can visibly see that this one is damaged quite a bit, not just from, it's the cannon on his shoulder is broken from all the assault that it's taken and the fire breath. This one is not looking so good. All right, where are you ending your turn at?
You know what? Let's use... Let me see. Where is it? I think I can use one of my key points. And okay, let's do the stunning strike and see if I stunned it. It has to get like above, what, a DC 14?
Is that a con?
Yeah, it says if it fails a con saving throw, DC 14.
It does. It fails.
Okay, so that one's stunned. Okay, well, so hopefully the dragon's kind of managed to give me back my spear. And I'll try and hide behind the door again.
Okay, Erevan, it is your turn. We'll resolve the spear on Diamond's turn.
So how are these guys looking? Four is probably pretty beat up, right?
Four is the most damaged, most obviously damaged of them. Number one, which would have been, I think, actually, I might have done this wrong. Yeah, you see two of them that are quite damaged. Number four is the worse off. Then there's one that's missing its face, missing more its face.
I'm going to fire an Eldritch Blast at four, and then we'll see if it kills it.
Okay.
24 to hit. I assume that does.
Yes.
And that is 13 damage.
Does not kill.
Okay, I'm going to fire another then. 13 to hit?
That is a miss.
Well, already then. I suppose that's my turn.
Would you like to declare your ending space?
Probably the same place I was. It was seems to be a pretty safe, secure location.
Okay. Diamond, you are up and you have to retrieve the spear. Is that something you want to do?
Yeah, I'm going to try to retrieve the spear.
Okay. Amir will do that. Sorry?
I wanted it to be cool. I wanted to make the dragon take a chunk out of the stone thingy with the spear. Can I do that?
Okay. So you want to take a bite at the actual statue.
Yeah.
And also get the spear in your hand or in the mouth of your dragon.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and roll a d20.
What do I add to that? Is there anything I can add to that?
Yeah, I'm looking at that. What'd you get, though?
13.
It's 9. 13? Yeah, so, yeah, you definitely hit the creature. Roll 2d10?
8 and 4.
What and 4?
8.
8 and 4. Okay, so Alita attack number 4. The spear would be sticking out of that one. This finishes off number 4, so you bite the statue of Morin, the wooden statue, and it starts splintering all over, and the mouth of your dragon just rips it apart, and the spear is in its mouth, and as you pull the dragon's head out of the secret room, which in order to get in there and attack it, much to Morin's horror, you have to slam the dragon's head through the wall with the bookcases to actually do this.
Books go flying everywhere.
Yes, they do. Nice. And as you're pulling the dragon's head out to retrieve the spear, it flies out and lands next to the door with Alita.
Huzzah!
What'd you say?
In the dragon's mouth. Here, Alita, there's your spear back. It's got a little rock on it. You might want to clean that a little bit.
What'd you actually say, Alita? I missed that.
Huzzah!
Okay, that's what I thought you said, yeah. All right, so is that your turn, Diamond?
I guess.
Oh, actually, you get to make two more attacks. Roll two more d20s.
Cool. 19 and 10.
All right, roll for me 4d6 as you smash through with the forearms of the dragon to attack some more.
And another 2. 15.
15 total?
Yeah.
Okay. Maeve.
So the dragon has moved away from me at this point?
The dragon's in the same spot that it was in. It's just attacking into the secret room. It's no longer a doorway to the secret room. It's a hole.
Oh, gotcha. I just thought you said that it went over to Alita's side.
It threw the spear to Alita.
Oh, gotcha. So can I still use it to flank or no?
Yeah.
Dragon is my new bestie.
All right, as you go in there, you... Sorry?
Besties.
As you go into the room, Maeve, and have a look about, you see that the statues are still cindering, and it seems like their mechanism to move was hindered by fire. Like they're stunned at the moment. but they're starting to come to, and you think that they're going to attack soon.
Interesting. I suppose that's an important thing to convey to the rest of the party, especially because I haven't been bothering to try and stay hidden or anything. So I'll start shouting about how, like, we need more fire stat. Sure. And I'll find the closest one and stab it.
Stabby.
Roll it up.
18.
Yep.
14 total damage. Then I probably try to retreat, to withdraw, and get out of the way again.
Okay, so at the end of your turn, these rolled terribly. They're actually able to act now because they didn't have the fires gone out that was laying on them. All right, so like with the first one whose face exploded and threw everybody back, I'm going to say all three of them looking at this dragon decide it's time to do that.
Wait, all their faces are going to explode?
Yep, well, three of them anyway.
Oh, no.
Because there's only three left. So they all take a look up at you and the dragon.
I'm putting my seatbelt on.
All right. Yeah, Amir fashions a quick seatbelt for you. Or maybe there was already one.
Thank you, Amir.
Seatbelts, everyone. And so you need to roll three constitution saving throws for yourself and for your dragon. I'll roll them for Amir.
D20?
Yep, con save. So you get to add your constitution bonus.
Oh, great.
The DC is going to be 15.
I got a 9 and 11 and a 13.
Okay.
That was an ominous okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because those are all fails. That was for Diamond?
Oh, I guess. Wait, right, three roll each?
Yep, also need to roll three for your dragon now.
Oh, I got a 3, an 18, and an 8.
Okay, so two on the dragon. This is not going to look pretty to anybody who's peeking in.
Oh, fuck.
Yikes.
I knew I was going to die someday. Just didn't know it was today.
So the first batch is a lot. I rolled this very, very badly.
So did her face explode?
So the first one is going to be 57 damage to the dragon, Amir, which takes him out immediately, and to Diamond.
Amir's dead?
Sorry, you're dead?
Did you say Amir's dead?
He's down. He got knocked off the dragon, and he's out.
Took 50 damage?
57. Are you still up on Diamond?
And I'm mathing. I think so, but yeah, I'm still alive. Still kicking.
The next one isn't so bad. I don't think he's saved, though, which is an issue. 37.
Okay, that math was easier.
All right. Does that take you down?
No, not yet.
Sorry?
Not yet.
Really? You took 50?
Yeah, I have 134.
What?
I don't know how that happened. That's what my sheet says. I don't know.
Well, that's a lot of hit points.
I'm down to 40, though, now. So my max is 134. So I'm still kicking a little bit, but I'm hurting.
We're going to have to review that.
I don't think a level 6 druid is supposed to have that many hit points.
I don't know.
I've only got 45.
Erevan wouldn't even be able to survive that first blast. He has 51.
Okay. Well, I don't know. It's probably wrong then. I don't know how it got there like that. I swear I'm not trying to cheat.
No. It must be like something like... Oh, wait a minute. Let me check the dragon. That's the dragon's hit points.
Okay.
I must have told you the dragon's hit points and you wrote it down.
Maybe. That sounds like something I'd do.
All right, so you're tracking the dragon's hit points for me. That's good.
But not mine.
Yeah, so that's going to total out to 162 minus, let's see, we'll say minus 15 hit points because it's saved on one of them.
I mean, I guess we can just say I'm dead because I probably am. I don't know.
Yeah, you probably are. I think warlocks and druids might have the same hit die.
And so it should be about, you probably could have taken the first hit, maybe, if you rolled super well on your hit points anyway, if you were rolling. Yeah. So yeah, we'll say you're down and then you have two death saving throws that are two failed saving throws, so you're down to one. The dragon, however, has already been damaged from fighting the stone golems, and you see that kind of start crumbling forward a bit from those three blasts. So Amir is thrown off from the dragon, hits the wall. Same thing happens to Diamond after a moment, and the dragon lurches forward, and all the gears start grinding to a halt that are inside of it. And then the rest of you that are peeking in, and Fayir peeking in, you see that the three statues of Mord start walking out into the office and under the dragon and start heading your way. This would be Alita's turn.
Okay, so that fourth one is still stunned, is that?
The fourth one is destroyed. It was torn up by the dragon.
Okay, sorry, I missed that.
That's okay.
Well, I guess I'll go ahead and run in there and get closer with these things.
Okay, they're like forming a small line now. So if you get into melee range with them, you'll need to worry considerably more about, and they're in motion. Was it opportunity attacks if you try to disengage?
Okay, so maybe I should stay behind the dragon and throw my spear again. Okay, well, so if I do that, I got a 15. Is that enough to hit?
It's AC. That's just it. It's 15.
Okay, 9 damage. Yeah, I just can't use any of these like added on attacks unless I'm using my unarmed stuff.
It's up to you if you want to get into melee range. It's just you might be there.
Die.
Well, maybe, but I don't know if anybody's seen them actually attack in melee yet. You've just seen their faces explode.
And now all the faces are exploded, right? Maybe they've
blown
their fuses and they can't do that again.
I love you.
Aw.
We have this for Dad.
Did you need a moment, Alita? I can just have Erevan go.
Okay, so I'm in the hallway. And okay, little one. I know. Yeah, just go to Erevan.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll continue in a minute. All right, go ahead, Erevan.
So how far away is Diamond?
Diamond is, you would, about 20 feet.
Okay. And is there any of those, whatever they're called, like right next to her?
No, they're coming towards you. She was thrown kind of to your left if you're looking into the hallway.
Okay.
Or Erevan, looking in from the hallway.
Erevan is going to run over to Diamond and give her a healing potion, which would be 2d4 plus 2 hit points.
Go ahead and roll that then.
Okay, so that's 8 hit points, Diamond. You recover 8 hit points. And then how much of my turn does that take?
Okay, so you have to retrieve it with the use of an object. I think it's actually an action to administer a potion.
So that would basically be my entire turn?
Unless you have more movement.
I do, but I'm just going to stay here for the moment.
Okay. Diamond.
With my flaming greatsword.
All right. You're going to, while she's prone and vulnerable, you're going to stand guard, basically. Okay. Unless Alita's ready, Diamond.
So I'm alive now.
Should be.
Yeah. You have however many hit points. It was 9?
8.
I thought it was 8. Yeah.
Yeah, 8. Okay. Sorry.
Should I take another healing potion since I'm going to die?
Probably should, yeah.
All right, I'm going to do that then.
If it's the same healing potion Erevan has, just go ahead and roll the 2d4 plus 2.
Okay, I think so. I think we all have the same.
Yeah.
6, 8.
You got 6 hit points?
Yeah, I got double 3s on my roll, so.
It should be plus 8 2. Then,
yeah.
All right, nice. So that puts us at Maeve.
Well, I have 0 things that can start a fire, so I'm just going to try to figure out which one looks closest to being brought down.
That would be number 3.
And stab him.
Okay. He is not currently flanked.
Okay. 14 and 7 is 21, I believe, for the to hit.
That's good.
You know what I just realized and remembered is that when I roll my damage die, I have to add 4 to it, but I haven't been. But at any rate, I got a math. Why is there no math in my brain? I got an 11 for damage.
Okay, that's actually enough to take it down.
So with him going down, am I in melee range of any of the others?
You were to the hallway, right? Oh, no, yeah. You're on the other side of the dragon. You were back in the office proper. So, yes.
All right, well then I'd use whatever movement I have remaining to step away, but I can use the withdraw action as a cunning.
As a cunning bonus action. Okay. So it doesn't get an opportunity attack then.
Correct.
Okay. That's your turn then?
Yes.
All right. Alita, are you back?
Sorry, did you say me?
Yeah, if you're back.
Kinda. So my health isn't great. We've taken out two of them, right?
Yep.
I think I might need to use my action to heal myself some. Where is that? The wholeness of body will give me 18 hit points.
And that is an action?
Yeah, it's an action.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to do any turn? Because I think you ended in melee range.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
Yeah, or no, I'm gonna... you didn't. No, you didn't. You didn't move up yet, did you?
No. I'm still okay. In the doorway, but if I need to move away further, I could.
No, you're, I'm sorry. So, yeah, are you going to stay in the doorway then?
I mean, I feel like I need to be able to see what's happening, but maybe I should back up if they're, like, getting closer to the doorway. Yeah, maybe I'll back up a little.
Okay. They do seem pretty fixated on Erevan at the moment.
He has the fire.
Because he charged in from the hallway and went and obviously resuscitated somebody. So they're going to attack towards him.
Good. They better.
All right. All right. If that's your turn, Alita, it's their turn.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
All right. It's your turn, Erevan. I rolled terribly twice. So, yep.
Yeah. Can't touch this.
Yeah.
So there's two of them, correct?
Yep.
Is one of them, like, more damaged than the other?
You can't tell. These two look about the same. However, from their attacks, like, you saw thorns coming out of their hands, so it looked pretty deadly.
All right. I'm going to just focus on one. I'm going to swing at it with my greatsword twice. Ooh. Okay, so 24 and 27 to hit, and I assume that does.
Mm-hmm.
They're made of wood, so I should probably announce fire damage.
The fire doesn't do extra damage, but yeah, announce the fire damage because that, like Maeve said, it seems to stun them.
All right. So that is the first swing does 5 slashing and 3 fire. And then the second one does 9 slashing and 6 fire.
Diamond, unless you're moving Erevan.
Nope, I'm staying right here. Come at me, bro.
Okay. Should I go check on Amir?
Did I give
him a healing potion? Is he going to be all right?
When you walk to him, he doesn't look like he's in good shape, but he's still breathing. Do you have the medicine skill? Like, are you proficient in it?
Let me see. No.
Okay. He looks really bad off. Like, if you were going to guess, he probably does need a potion because he's been slammed around pretty good.
Can I give him a potion?
If you want to.
I do.
It's going to be an action, though.
An action?
Mm-hmm.
So basically most of your turn.
Can I just carry him to the dragon and attack again?
I think carrying him would also be an action, but I don't know.
Oh, man.
What if she, like...
What if I just, like, set him a healing potion right next to him so that when he comes to, he's got it? and then I just take off for the dragon.
Just like a little note on there, yeah. Sorry, your face. Here you go. Okay, so, yeah, the dragon is actually inactive. It seems to be, like, for a construct, dead.
Then that's useless, so...
Got any fire?
Produce flames. Yeah, I can produce flame.
You see that one of the statues is lit on fire currently. The other one seems to still be in motion and is currently going for another attack at Erevan.
Okay, well, I'll attack the one that's in motion.
Okay.
Rest, bitch.
So I think that's an attack roll on your end. I don't have a save, right?
Don't think so. I add my proficiency bonus, right?
Yep, you're...
Wisdom and proficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's 17 then?
You got a 17? That's a hit.
Dope. So that's 5 damage.
You said 5 damage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if that's your turn?
Yeah, I don't think I can do anything else, can I?
Nope. You grabbed a potion from your pack and dropped it to Amir and threw some flames at one of the guys. You also had to move to Amir to check on him. So, yeah, Maeve, it's your turn.
Okay, well, I kind of forgot about Amir. He's kind of my little buddy, so I think I'll go over there and shove that potion down his throat.
Okay, roll 2d4 then.
You know who I forgot about is Falir. What happened to him?
Oh, he's just out in the hallway watching. If you lock eyes with him, he's like, you guys are doing great.
Useless mercenary.
So that's 9 for Amir.
Okay. Yeah, so he comes to and he's like, oh, Maeve, what the hell happened?
And then I'll shush him and try and like drag him a little bit further and tuck him behind the dragon so that nobody's looking at him. Because these guys are not nice.
That's a good gif. All right, so that's your turn then?
I believe so, because I'd have to use an action to dump the potion down his throat, and then I want to like help him hide a little bit.
All right, that would be Alita then.
Can I like make Falir attack these things?
I mean, you could try, yeah. Like, what do you say to him?
You're contracted. Time to get to work. I don't know.
He says, so you want me to shoot a bow at him? It didn't seem to go well when you threw darts at him.
Don't aim for the eye.
He shrugs. He says,
all
right.
Their face is gone anyways because they exploded me.
Yeah, I think maybe that risk is already dealt with.
He shrugs and says, all right. You see him starting to take aim, but it's still your turn.
Okay. So everybody's pretty much up there now. I don't know. My hit points are just not good. If they hit me once, I'd be like out.
Yeah, same girl, same.
So, do I even have my spear anymore? Or
yeah, I give it back to you.
Oh, okay. Actually,
you wouldn't. I think you threw it your last turn.
And then the dragon was down.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so I guess I got to go in anyways. I'm going to go in and like rip my spear out and use that as my like attack or something. Let's see.
Okay, so you slide in there, pick it up off the ground, spin it in the air, pretty awesome like, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay. And then you spin around and do an attack on one of them. What are you going to aim for, a specific one? There's one that's more damaged than the others, but they're both stunned at the moment.
Guess whoever's closer then.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your attack. I'm assuming that's what you're doing with the spear anyway.
Okay, so 25.
That's a hit.
And then I would hope so. Oh, no. You can really roll a 0 on the 8 die?
No, you can't.
No? Okay, well, maybe like this is the wrong...
Yeah, does that look like a UFO? That's the wrong one. That's a D10.
Okay, that's the wrong one. Well...
The D8 is like a bunch of diamonds. It.
Okay, that's much better. Okay, so 12 damage.
12 damage. By the way, a 0 on the D10 would have been a 10.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, I could do like another stunning strike and keep this guy stunned, but there's not a whole lot else I can do. Oh, I don't know.
You're going to call that your turn then?
I mean, can I like move behind the dragon or am I just...
Yeah, like... Okay. They're currently both stunned, so okay. They're not going to take a swipe at you.
Yeah, I'll just move behind the dragon then.
All right, you get behind the dragon, and there's Amir. Hey!
Hey.
So Erevan, it's your turn. You see Alita kind of do like a running slide spin stab, and she jumps behind the dragon.
So average monk behavior. Got it.
Yes.
So I'm going to swing at the... same thing that I was swinging at before, twice.
Okay.
Yeah, 21 and 22 to hit. So 5 slashing damage and 3 fire damage. And then 6 slashing damage and 5 fire damage.
All right. That one crumbles before your great sword as you're taking swipes at it as it's inanimate. There's one left. Is that your turn, though?
Yeah, that's my turn. We're going to look the other one in the eye as I'm just going to be like, do it. I dare you.
And just as you're staring at it, it comes to life.
With a critical hit.
No, it's not hitting. It's saving. Oh. Get out of the fire damage.
Oh, I see.
It's in motion now, but it's Diamond's turn. You're currently fencing with it.
Did I put more fire on it?
More fire! Yeah!
From behind the dragon.
Well, I guess I'm producing flame. I got a natural 20.
Okay, so you get to roll your damage dice twice.
It didn't help much. I got 4 damage.
Well, I mean, the more the merrier.
And it is lit on fire again. And it's also looking pretty damaged. It's 3/4 down. So, Maeve, if you'd like, it's your turn. Unless Erevan, you're going to dot or move away. Oh, I'm sorry, Diamond, unless you're going to make movement still.
Am I in range of any of them? Are they coming to get me, Barbara?
Nope, it's just the one left, and you've stunned it with fire.
Excellent. Okay, well then I guess I don't need to move, do I?
Okay, Maeve.
So with Erevan and whoever else right there, is it technically flanking?
Yes, Erevan is definitely next to it. Also, it's stunned. I don't know if that matters for your...
I don't know. I'd have to read the wording. It might matter, but I'm okay with just the flanking. So, does a 16 hit?
Yes.
20 damage.
Okay. So you're up next to it. Is that where you're ending?
Let's go with no.
Okay.
I'm going to go back over with my buddies.
Alita.
Okay, do we still have two?
No, one's down. So it's just the one left.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go in there then. Use my unarmed strike. Or maybe not. Okay, that was only a 9. Let's see. Okay, so if I use my flurry of blows, like it doesn't matter that that attack didn't hit, right? Okay, so if I use a key point and do my next unarmed strike. Okay, so that's 17. Then 5 damage. And then use my next unarmed strike. Okay, so that's 24 and 5 damage.
All right, so that one crumbles. Is there any specific way you're taking this one out? It's the last one.
Got to make it good.
Maybe I headbutt it. I don't know. I'm not sure I want my head to touch it.
You headbutt it in the back of the head or in the front where it's missing its face? Just like stick your face in there.
Just rubbing it in that you've still got one.
Yeah, so that crumbles down then. And she headbutts it somehow. And for years in the hallway. And he's like, see, I told you Yiga had it.
You were supposed to have done something, Fillier. I'm not sure you're getting paid.
I'm picturing the mom glare with that one.
Mord walks in from behind him and just... You can see there's tears in his eyes, and he's like wiping them away. And he's like, my office? I'm so sorry, you guys. I wasn't thinking when I put the traps inside their faces that it would do this to you guys.
I don't suppose you remembered where those control rods are.
And he walks over, and he opens up one of their chests, and he's like, well, here's one of them. Actually, two. So, and he's like, you can see now what the control rods actually look like, and you can see there's a couple on the floor, and he's collecting them up.
So that's all the ones that they were up here to find, or there's more still?
From the amount that he's collecting from these, it looks like it's all of them. And if you're actually asking him, he says, yeah, that's all of them.
Why am I not surprised to find out that he stored them in likenesses of himself?
Just such a Mord thing to do. He sure does love himself quite a bit.
So I suppose this is kind of where the action seed starts fading out a bit, and we kind of move a little bit towards the stone golems are put back into the second floor, and most of the constructs are taken with it. The fights on them go much smoother now that they don't have to worry about the stone golems throwing stuff at them. Dragon is just sitting in the office still just lurched forward, kind of laying its face into the secret room.
So,
the glasses.
I kind of broke your office, but can you fix my dragon?
Mord isn't sure he can fix the dragon, but Amir says since he's nearby, he's hanging out. He said he's going to definitely start working on that himself. So things are, you know, all the fighting's calmed down in the city. It's quieting down. Guards, there's some patrolmen heading your way. You can see them out through the broken glass. And you see there's some people that are heading inside the building with you, just trying to figure out what to do next. Any thoughts on that?
Are we still looking for that mummy guy?
Oh, yeah, him. I think he'll have to be next time.
And I thought it was the main objective. I wasn't here, so I don't know where we're supposed to be looking for him, but... That would be my guess. Next is find the guy we're here for.
Is there like any fitting in a nap before then?
You mean like a short rest or like a full on long rest?
Oh, we need a full on long rest. I'm dying.
So Morad's office building that he built just for himself is not too far from the temple that you know that the mummy is at, the mummy lord. So it's not too far away. And so far as you can tell, other than the undead attacking, you haven't actually seen him in any of the fields or alleys or anything. He doesn't seem to have made an appearance himself. So he may still be inside the temple that's crisscrossed from where you are now. If you want to start making camps and stuff, that's what everyone will start doing. No, but it's up to you.
He could just guard us while we sleep.
So one of the guards, one of the sergeants anyways, would ask if you want anybody scouting the temple. You would just ask that, yeah.
Should we have people scout the temples? Or the temple?
Sure, if we want them to go in yet, do we? Maybe just like from the outside?
Yeah, maybe just stay out of the temple for now. Scout as much as you can from outside.
Sergeant nods and he says, so he wants to set up a perimeter? We can do that. What about the other levels of the city? Do you want us to send any scouts that way to see if there's anything more coming our way?
I don't think we want to split up too much because we got to protect our people too.
Okay, we'll get to putting together some barricades and fortifications then. And yeah, the sergeant leaves, and there's still a few more people in the room with you now. But yeah, that you can see that things are starting to get done as you're setting up your own camp. Where are you camping? Is it going to be just right here next to the Clockwork Dragon?
I mean, maybe in the next room over. You got some nice couches somewhere, Morad.
He's like, oh yeah, I know exactly the spot. And he's going to lead you to, on this second level, like a rest and relaxation room, like a lobby. You see like there's plenty of stuff to read in here. There's like the little pamphlets and it talks about the city and the history there. But there's plenty of couches that he's brought in, fancy looking things. You hear him grumbling about Alfred. He's like, you know, Alfred, he can make some mean meatballs.
What's the window situation in this lounge area? Is it completely open and vulnerable, or is it closed in?
No, this is closed in. This is a little towards the interior. It's one of the several rooms he has as ready rooms to go to meet with him.
Well, then I'm satisfied.
Okay. This is a good spot to end it then?
Yeah. Good night, guys.
All right. Thanks for playing, everybody.
Oh.
Any requests for the next session? I was thinking kind of like a bit of a dungeon dive as you're trying to actually find Bainder. Or does somebody want to do something a little bit different?
Good to me.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds fun.